Incredibly, this morning we wake to the news from a coronial inquest that despite the deadly risks, 90%, it could be as high as 95% of young people who go to music festivals, dance events dominated by light shows and mixed music played from turntables are on drugs. 90%. And we have already discovered this morning that that figure may be too low. I guess it shouldn't come as a major surprise, given that the music itself is designed to heighten drug euphoria. But when you combine that statistic with sad stories of the deaths of six young people in New South Wales alone, it's alarming, it's disturbing, and surely, as a community, we need to do better. Alan Jones, a couple of weeks back, surprised people by agreeing we need a new approach. As usual, his common sense views on a deadly problem are ahead of time. I hate drugs, I don't take drugs, and I'm lucky my young adult daughters haven't had a drug issue. But young people are dying in too high numbers. We need to do something. So let's hope this inquest at least comes up with a new approach and isn't just another wasted opportunity. Now, I'm against pill testing, and the Premier Gladys Berejiklian needs to be commended. She's firm. It won't happen in New South Wales. Those people listening to us in Queensland this morning may be a different story. Anastasia Palaszczuk and the Labor government, who knows what they're going to do in this space? The ACT, well, they've already had two festivals where pill testing has been trialled, and they run around saying how it's worked. I think that just legitimises the taking of drugs, the sort that saw six young people send their temperatures soaring and their hearts racing towards a sad and wasteful death. Take young Joshua Tam, age 22, same age as my eldest daughter. He took between 5 and 6 MDMA pills and is said to have drunk a litre of vodka. He's dead. Or Callum Brosnan, a 19-year-old. Went to the Knockout Games of Destiny Festival. What do you think's going to happen at something called the Knockout Games of Destiny Festival? Sydney Showgrounds, December 8 last year, took between 6 and 9 pills. He collapsed on the Olympic Park railway platform. He vomited. He was rushed to Concord Hospital. His temperature went through 42 degrees. He had multiple organ failure and he died. Too many deaths, too many drugs and not enough answers. So what to do? What are the answers? What should we be doing to try and save some of these young people's lives? I mean, look at Joseph Pham. He attended an event with 5 other men. They were searched prior to entry and at some stage during the evening told his friends he'd taken 3 or 4 pills. Couldn't remember, but it wasn't clear if they were half or full capsules. These young people are gobbling down these drugs because they're scared they're going to be discovered with them in the pocket. At 7:30, Joseph arrived at a medical tent feeling unwell. His temperature was 37 degrees. His condition deteriorated. He was taken to Nepean Hospital. He was dead by 9:42 p.m. We can't sit by, obviously, and allow these numbers of young people to perish and die. We have to do something different. Who's got the answers? I'm not sure. But we can't just do nothing.